little Sea Jam Blues by Beasley's Big Band. Jim, you're an original member of the Beasley Band, and you knew Chuck Beasley, and you still play his arrangements. What can you say about his arranging style?
He is very much in the school. He loves Count Basie, and he loves Duke Ellington. We do also have Glenn Miller, Stan Kenton, and Woody Herman.
You take a number like Sea Jam Blues. What's your treatment of it like?
It's funny, the Sea Jam Blues, he loves Ellington, and so, but he didn't think that the band would like doing it in the key of C. So we often joke on the bandstand that it is the Sea Jam Blues in B flat, because he just thought people would like it and solo better in it. So, but that's the beauty of having a guy who can custom arrange for your band.
You got a thing in here that involves call and response.
Yes, the listener will notice that the saxophones and the trombones are going back and forth, and that is just something Chuck loved to do.
Jim, in big band music, the arranger is the thing, except if you have a lead vocalist.
Our lead vocalist is Courtney Burton, and she is a wonderful person. She actually has her own group as well. And Chuck has arranged for her. We also have some music that we get off the shelf. But yeah, he loves her, and I think a good song that's indicative of our latest CD is Do Nothing Until You Hear From Me.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's thoughts is over my head. Do nothing till take the words from others you've heard. I haven't a chance. True, I've been singing with someone new, but does that mean may cloud my memory, and other's arms may hold a thrill? Oh, please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will.
Do nothing till you hear from me. That's with Courtney Burton, the vocalist for Beasley's Big Band. What kinds of venues do you like the most?
We played a variety of venues in the Twin Cities. I would say we've done auditoriums and we've done ballrooms. I think that the band personally likes going and playing a dance, because then people are physically reacting to the music.
Playing a dance is a good test, because there's no phoniness there. Either they can move their feet to what you do, or something's the matter, but you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's. I think we're somewhere in the 24-year mark, and we've played, we do a lot of weddings as well. There's something about people like having a big band at their wedding, but you're absolutely right. If you don't swing and you don't have the right beat for typically West Coast swing, they won't come out, and so we adjust on the fly if what we're doing is not resonating.
Jim, you've been talking about the danceability of Beasley's Big Band, But then there's the listening part. You know, when you're tired of dancing and you're leaning back at the bar and you're digging the band, what do the band members say about this combination of danceability and listenability?
We tend to talk about our book and the music in it in terms of being either the show part of the book or the dance part of the book. The song that we're going to serve up right now, it's called Blues. It's a little bit of both. I would actually serve it up either at a show or a dance. And the story behind it is one of our original piano players, Art Weflin, used to play with Chuck when they were younger men, and they would play in small clubs. And patrons would come up after having maybe a little too much adult beverage and say, hey, play some blues for me. And so Art Weflin got so frustrated by that every night that he actually wrote this song called Blues. And it swings hard, but it's also really interesting to hear.
Beasley's Big Band. Thanks to Jim Hoare for representing the band. Information about Beasley's Big Band is located at beasleysbigband.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.